This is the Steve Gruber Show on the Michigan Talk Network.
All righty, so I've got a disturbing story, and then I've got a really uplifting story. We're going to start good news and bad news. We're going to start with the bad news, and it is bad news. A man who planned to attend Western Michigan University, among those executed, beheaded, in fact, yesterday in Saudi Arabia. Mushtaba al-Swikat, among those executed Tuesday, April 23rd, according to the international human rights organization Reprieve. Al-Swikat admitted to Western Michigan in 2013, planned to pursue an undergraduate degree in finance. He was arrested, however, at King Fahd International Airport as he was trying to board his flight to the United States. He was accused of attending a protest in Saudi Arabia in 2011-2012. He's beheaded. This is one of our allies. Keep that in mind. This is one of our allies. 37 Saudi citizens executed yesterday, the largest single day of execution since January 2nd, 2016, when 47 people were executed there. King Salman ratifying a royal decree Tuesday's mass execution and the 2016 executions. The AP states the executions were likely to stoke further regional and sectarian tensions between Saudi Arabia and Iran. Anyhow. So we just cut people's heads off. These are relationships that might, you know, warrant a closer look from time to time. Let me just throw that out there. And from that to this, a woman in the United Arab Emirates has done the unthinkable. She has regained consciousness after more than 27 years in a vegetative state coma. 27 years. Munir Abdullah was 32 years old when she suffered a traumatic brain injury when she was in a car accident in Al Ain in 1991. She was in a car accident in 1991. Last year, following rehab in Germany, she began to make noises as she tried to call out to her son Omar after hearing him arguing in her hospital room. Days later, she uttered his name for the first time in decades, and now she's reciting prayers and holding conversations. She was in a vegetative state. Remember how we've been told time and again that you cannot recover if you're in a vegetative state, that's it? But apparently not true. Omar revealed her miraculous recovery in an interview with The National, describing how he is flying with joy. He described how the accident occurred when he was just 4 years old and needed to be brought home from kindergarten because there were no buses available. Ms. Abdullah's brother-in-law drove her to school to collect Omar, and the family were driving home with mom and child in the back seat when they were hit by a bus. And since that time, she's been in a coma. Doctors diagnosed a vegetative state, meaning she was completely unresponsive but able to feel pain. Transferred back to the UAE and put on a ventilator and feeding tube to keep her alive, spending the next few decades hooked up to machines. But in April of 2017, Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed, the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, heard of her case and gave her family a grant for treatment. Ms. Abdullah was flown to Germany, where she underwent surgeries to repair her muscles while being given medication to improve her sleep patterns. A year later, she began making strange sounds. Within 3 days, she called out to Omar using his name. It was her. She was calling my name. I was flying with joy for years. I have dreamt of this moment, and my name was the first word she said. That's a pretty incredible story, isn't it? I mean, that's just a pretty incredible story. By the way, if you had been in a vegetative state for the last 27 years, what would you have missed? Let me give you a list of some of the things that you would have missed if you'd been in a coma for the last 27 years. The collapse of the Soviet Union in 1991. The launch of the internet. Think about that. There was no internet until 1993. O.J. Simpson's murder trial was 1994. Princess Diana died in 1997. The iPod, all the rage in 2001. September 11th, of course. And then America invades Iraq in 2003. The iPhone became available in 2007. Michael Jackson died in 2009. Osama bin Laden killed in 2011. Nelson Mandela dies in 2013. And Donald Trump was elected president in 2016. All things that you would have missed if you had been in a coma for 27 years. By the way, a medical report issued from the hospital last month says she is currently able to communicate with herself and surrounding in a very reasonable manner, especially in similar situations. However, the report adds she still needs regular physiotherapy to treat issues with her muscles. But yeah, she hasn't moved in 27 years. For 27 years. It's an incredible story, and I'm glad it's one I could share with you. By the way, I'd like you to get healthy. I'd like you to get healthy with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. If you're ready to feel great again and have a great summer, the best summer you've had in years, why not go ahead and try? Why not trust me and go ahead and give it a shot? Trust me, I was the biggest skeptic in the world. I was the biggest skeptic in the world. And then I walked in, I met Charity, I said, yeah, okay. And not just kind of, you know, like, this might not work. No, like, are you kidding me? Come on. This is, and then it worked. That was March of 2018. More than 35 pounds ago, and it's still gone, and I feel great, and I'm happy about it, and I just couldn't be happier, and I couldn't recommend it more strongly than I am for you. So get on the program, MyPureHealthSolutions.com. You'll have the greatest summer in years. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Let me tell you something. It'll work for you because it worked for me, and I was the biggest skeptic ever. MyPureHealthSolutions. Tell Charity I said hi, by the way, when you call her. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Back with some final thoughts after this.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Bob Thomas, Chief Operating Officer for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. All across the state, businesses have joined the Michigan Chamber to be a part of the most influential business voice in Lansing. As a member, companies become part of a statewide network of small business, medium-sized companies, and industry leaders focused on improving pro-business legislation within state government. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all that we do. Together, we can make a difference, and together, we ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.